The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus again spoke to the chief priests and elders of the people in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven be likened to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son. He dispatched his servants to summon the invited guests to the feast, but they refused to come. A second time he sent other servants, saying, 'Tell those invited, behold, I have prepared a banquet. My calves and fatted cattle are killed, and everything is ready. Come to the feast.' Some ignored the invitation and went away, one to his farm, another to his business. The rest laid hold of the servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged and sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burned their city. Then the king said to his servants, 'The feast is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy to come. Go out, therefore, to the main roads and invite to the feast whomever you find.' The servants went into the streets and gathered all they found, bad and good alike, and the hall was filled with guests. But when the king came to meet the guest, he saw a man there not dressed in a wedding garment. He said to him, 'My friend, how is it that you have come here without a wedding garment?' But he was reduced to silence. Then the king said to his attendants, 'Bind his hands and feet and cast him out into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Many are invited, but few are chosen.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Each day, the Lord gives us grace. We wake up and it's there. We don't have to ask for it. But what do we do with this grace? Is it something that we see and we go, "Oh, that's nice," and we put it in our pocket or our purse and we go, "Yeah, I've got God's grace with me." But I don't do anything with it. Then what is the value of that grace? We need to take that grace with us when we leave and look for opportunities to use it, wherever that may be in our community. Be someone in need, someone who needs a smile, whatever that is. Grace is not something that should be kept in here. Grace is something that should be given to all you meet. So as you go forth today, take that grace that God gives you and look around and go, "I think God wants me to pass a little bit of that grace over here and some of it over there." And you might be surprised what that little bit of grace you have and shared will do to those whom you share it with.